You got the one offensive attack in it, which is upsetting because I feel like I should beat him. And you know, I can't let it go to a ball grab second period. Plain and simple. That's what he wanted. He knew he had a 50-50 chance there. So I really needed to get my offense going a little more. Like I had it going the end of the first. You know, I had him on the ropes there. He was tired, but comes down to it, he got the offensive point, and he's moving on. So now we just gotta, you know, hope he continues to find a way to win here, pull me back in. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of disappointing. I absolutely love being out here, but came to win, and so that's it's gonna bug me for a while, no doubt. But it also gave me a little bit of a fire, so I'll be back. There's no doubt I'm gonna keep training and try to get back here again.
Yeah, felt ready to go.
Felt real good. You know, I knew he had a front headlock and kind of caught me off guard there because I had my tie and he still snapped. So after that, I felt like I knew it was coming. I was ready for it, and he just caught me there. But yeah, I felt like I was in better shape. Felt like I had a lot more in me than he did. So yeah, a little frustrating, but. Yeah, I felt it a little bit, and also knew there was, you know, short time. I had to go for something, and I was hoping I would get it. I really wanted it. Would have been a nice way to finish out that period, but you know, he was ready for it. His short time defense is kind of both arms in front, kind of loose, so that if you do throw, he kind of feels it coming. And, but I one point wouldn't do it. I needed at least 2 points. So
did you feel like there was a moment where up 2-0 and you got a point back, all of a sudden it's 2-1 and it's right there in the first period?
Yeah, but I still need 2 points to beat him. Well, another one point, he's still winning because he had a 2-point move.
That turn when you had him
I thought I had him. He kind of caught my leg there and I loosened up for a second so he wouldn't step over, and then decided I still needed it, and that little bit of indecision, you know, kind of makes the difference. Because I ended up giving up anyway, so I should have just kept going if that was going to be my choice. So, and I would still go for it now. I needed to, and I felt like I had it pretty tight. Just stopped driving forward and started going sideways. Should have kept driving forward on it.
How about on that leg clinch? What was Coach Smith saying? They thought he started a bit early?
Well, the ref was still holding my hand up, and so I didn't have my defense out there, which was a little upsetting because I felt like I had a chance in that. But you know, that's why you can't take it to a ball grab. But I would have liked to seen him call it and get one more try. I thought the kid went straight to a double leg too, which you have to lock. You know, you have to touch hands on the single. So there was a lot there that probably could have been called, but. Fact is, I put myself in that position, you know, and I shouldn't have, so.